Satangya. Satangya is the name of a Kiowa chief of the 19th century, a very extraordinary man. There is one photograph of Satangya in the National Archive. It's the only photograph of him that I know exists. It's from about here up, and he's glaring into the camera with his one eye. He has only one eye, I think. At least there is one eye glaring into the camera. The other eye is just a slit. I think he must have lost it somewhere along the way. He's wearing a buffalo robe and a bandolier. Can't tell what the bandolier is made of, but a President Buchanan Peace Medal, you know, right here. His hair is gray and scraggly and long. He has a Fu Manchu mustache, and he's looking into the camera with something like malice. This man, I want to tell you a little bit about him, because I will, some of the things I want to read to you refer to him. He was the leader of the Kaitsenko Society in the Kiowa tribe. The Kaitsenko Society was the crazy dog society, the dog soldier society. It was composed of 10 men only, the 10 most brave. And he was the leader of this society. Each of the Kaitsenko warriors wore a sash, a long sash which trailed the ground, and carried a sacred arrow. And in time of battle, the Kaitsenko warrior must impale the sash to the ground by means of the arrow and stand that ground to the death. The Kaitsenko society was the last defense of the people. And so this was a military organization, the elitism of which cannot be overstated, the creme de la creme, the warrior society of all warrior societies. And this old man was the leader. His son, his favorite son, was killed in Texas on a raid. And when Satangya got word of his son's death, he went to Texas and gathered up the bones of his son. And he carried them. He placed them on the back of a horse and led the horse around everywhere. From that time on, he carried the bones of his son with him. At night, he would place the bones in a special teepee, and he would announce to the people that his son was at home. Come, come, my son is at home tonight. Come and pay your respects. When he was quite old, but still the great chief and leader of the Kaitsenko Society, he was imprisoned at Fort Sill along with two other Kiowa chiefs. They had been charged with murder in connection with the Warren Wagon Train Massacre. So these three great chiefs were imprisoned at Fort Sill. And then it was decided to move them to Texas, Huntsville, where they would await execution. And so they were shackled, hand and foot, placed in the back of a wagon. And the teamster drove the wagon with two mounted armed guards on either side, going to the railhead and to be put on the train for Huntsville. And as they were moving across the fort, Satangya began to sing the song of the Kaitsenko Society. Now, this was taboo. The song could only be sung in the face of death. And everybody knew that, and it was, you know, a very serious matter that he should begin to sing this song. And the other two chiefs looked at him and with you know, they were greatly alarmed, and they said, "You can't sing that song. That's taboo. What are you doing?" And he said, "You see, this is all very well documented in the archives at Fort Sill." He said, "That tree you see in the distance," and there was a cottonwood tree by the side of the road. He said, "By the time we reach that tree, I will be dead." And they didn't know what to make of that. But Set Angya drew a knife, which he had secreted on his person, and he attacked the teamster. He stabbed the teamster in the leg. The armed guards on either side, of course, opened fire and shot him dead on the spot. He was true to his word. Before they reached the tree in the distance, he was dead. And, you know, he remains a kind of figure in Kiowa society, and I will have a chance to come back to that a bit later.